With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Every Homeland Security officer on the ground, including ICE agents, are being issued body cameras. Homeland Security Secretary Noem says it will start in Minneapolis and will go nationwide from there. President Trump says it's fine with him.
They generally tend to be good for law enforcement because people can't lie about what's happening. So it's generally speaking, I think 80% good for law enforcement. But if he wants to do that, I'm okay with it.
The president is insisting that he will not drop the Justice Department investigation of Fed Chair Jerome Powell.
Even though two Republican senators say they won't support the president's Fed pick unless the criminal investigation into Powell is resolved, the president said there are no plans to back off the probe. He said the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia will take the investigation to the end. Powell was subpoenaed in relation to his congressional testimony last June, but he contends the probe amounts to intimidation over interest rate policy. Greg Clugston, Washington.
China's predatory trade practices starting to ruffle some feathers in Latin America, whose markets are being flooded with low-priced imports, especially autos and e-commerce goods.
The surge in imports is a significant challenge for local manufacturers, and some countries are fighting back to protect their own industries. Chinese e-commerce platforms like Temu are rapidly expanding sales in the region, offering cheaper alternatives to local products. Chinese car brands are also making inroads, especially in Brazil and Mexico. Bob Agner reporting.
President Trump says that India agrees to quit buying Russian oil. This is part of a new trade and tariffs deal with the U.S. On Wall Street this morning, ahead of the opening bell, the Dow futures are down 4 points, while the Nasdaq futures are up 142 points. This is SRN News. Americans weigh in on heaven and hell.
The picture painted by the latest Pew Research Center poll is complicated. The survey reveals that 52% of adults believe in both heaven and hell. Another 14% of respondents think heaven exists, but they don't believe in hell. And a very small number, 3%, embrace the grim attitude that there is no heaven, but there is a hell. Pew reports that the remaining 28% of Americans don't believe in any kind of afterlife. Michael Harrington reporting.
After decades of controversies over sexuality and theology in the worldwide Anglican Communion, some leaders of a conservative coalition say it's time to make a final break from what has long been one of the world's largest Protestant church families. However, how many church provinces go along with the rupture, that remains to be seen. Some of the Communion's largest and fastest-growing churches in Africa belong to GAFCON, the conservative group that's promoting a break. SRN News. Well, there's a potential setback for NASA's planned manned lunar voyage.
NASA ran into a leak while fueling its new moon rocket before sending astronauts on a lunar fly-around. The launch team began loading the rocket with super cold hydrogen and oxygen, but quickly encountered a hydrogen leak. NASA says launch controllers are trying to solve the problem using methods developed for the only other space launch system 3 years ago. That first test flight had numerous leaks before finally taking off. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Authorities believe 84-year-old Nancy Guthrie, the mother of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie, was kidnapped, abducted, or otherwise taken against her will from her Tucson area home. And the sheriff says it's imperative that she's found soon because without her medication, she could die. Nancy Guthrie last seen around 9:30 p.m. Saturday at her home where she lived alone. More details at SRNNews.com.